Namashtashtam manumapi Satchiputra matra svarupam Rupam tasya grajam urupurim madurim Kostavatim Radhakundam girivaramaho radhika Madhavasham Prapto yasya pratita kripaya Shigurum tanatosmi O nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya bhutale Shimate bhakti vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurabani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyadhyaya Sakharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Karuna karo dina hi na jane mosama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. O my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Dante trina dori gaura taki he tomara. Wollen wir das vielleicht zusammen singen? Das ist wirklich schön. Ich singe mal vor. Dante trina dori gaura. Dante trina dori gora daki e tomara
daki e tomara
kripa kori esho ama
kripa kori esho ama
hridaya mandire
hridaya
grass between my teeth, O Lord Gaura. I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Jadi daya na koribe, Jadi daya na koribe. Patita dekhiya,
patita dekhiya,
patita pavana nama,
patita pavana nama,
ishera lagiyo,
ishera lagiyo.
If you do not give your mercy to me, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen?
Podici bava tufane, podici bava tufane,
nahi kanishtara.
Nahi kanishtara.
charana tarani dane
shri charana tarani dane
dase koro para
dase koro para.
I'm plunged amidst the violent hurricane stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there's no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu,
Dasa Ranu Dasa,
Dasa Ranu Dasa,
Ratana Koroye Sada, Ratana Koroye Sada, Narottama Dasa,
Narottama Dasa.
Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, makes this prayer without stopping. In today's Gaura Lila evening, we will hear something about the kirtan of Lord Gauranga. We will then, if time allows, hear a little bit about the most powerful of all mantras, beyond which there is no other mantra. It's a very secret, hidden in the Vedas. And then, at the highlight of the evening, we will hear His Holiness Param Advaiti Maharaj. a little bit. So the Leela which I would like to share with you this evening is a Leela where the devotees relate to three avatars. When His Holiness Vishnu Maharaj looked on the altar, he said, "Oh, Leela avatars are here." The Lord is so kind that He takes an avatar, that is, He descends into this world to give mercy to the conditioned souls. So the three avatars which we will hear today about is the Naam avatar, which the devotees sing with their tongues and hear with their ears. This Naam avatar first appears in the heart of a devotee, from where he moves to his tongue and then into the ears of the devotee. The second avatar we will hear about is the Yuga avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees in this Leela will see him, they will chant with him, they will see how the gaze of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falls upon them and electrifies them with bhakti, and Mahaprabhu will even embrace them. We will hear about all this. And finally, we will hear in this Leela about the Acha avatar, Lord Jagannath, who is there in this world to give a love of Godhead mainly through his remnants called his Mahaprasada. That's how he did. That is how he works in this world. We have heard news from Kanu Priya that her own husband was able to embrace Lord Jagannath by climbing on the cart of Lord Jagannath only a few days ago, and we can rest assured when he comes into the Dharma castle, the ecstasy of love of Godhead will emanate from Ananda Vandan and infuse all of us. We all should stand in a row and embrace him and get some of that embrace which Lord Jagannath has given to him. So in Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Puri, it's important. There are three powerful avatars appearing in the hearts of the devotees. The Nama avatar, the Yuga avatar, and the Acha avatar. We start with how the devotees related to the Acha avatar. Each afternoon, Mahaprabhu would leave the Gambira. He would usually take a rest in the Gambira after he had taken prasadam. And then around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, our time, he would leave the Gambira and arrive just for the afternoon aratik before Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come alone. There were many devotees following him, like bumblebees who follow the nectar, because Mahaprabhu had endeared himself so much to all of his devotees that in eating, sleeping, chanting, these devotees had only a consciousness for their beloved Lord. So they came and they had darshan. And the priest saw these wonderful, effulgent devotees which were mirroring the prema, ecstatic prema of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They were moved, and after the Dub Artik of the Lord, we are now at the beginning of the evening, they came forward and offered flower garlands and sandalwood to each one of them. That was all prasadi garlands and also prasadi sandalwood. So the devotees were all decorated with beautiful garlands and with beautiful whitish spots of sandalwood which decorated their foreheads. They were now ready to engage in the Yuga Dham, Harinam, Sankirtan. Quickly, upon leaving the temple, the Lord organized 4 Sankirtan parties out of his parishad. Each of the 4 groups had 2 midangas, each one, and 8 pairs of cymbals and karatas in each group. The Lord quickly entered into the middle of these 4 Sankirtan parties and started to inaugurate the blissful Sankirtan of the holy names. The tumultuous vibration of that Sankirtan quickly distributed good fortune everywhere in Puri. And the Puri Vasis, hearing this huge sound, you know, this were 8 midangas, and then 32 pairs of kartals, and they knew how to play in time, that is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was all the beat, was very loud, and as the sound filled the universe, everyone exclaimed, "Excellent, excellent, excellent," showing their joy upon hearing the Sankirtan of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya then started to dance. Now the dance of the Lord is something which, if someone has once seen this dance for only a fraction of a second, he or she will never be able to forget. Because this dance was coming out of the ecstasy which was ruling the heart and the body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. An ecstasy which no individual has ever witnessed in this world. Ecstasy which is humanly not possible to experience. Because when the ecstatic symptoms come to a human or material body, the body is not able to hold this ecstasy. So the sattvika bhavas can only be exhibited to a certain extent in a human body, but Mahaprabhu's body is divine. So the exhibition of the ecstasy was unprecedented. That means there's nothing higher than that. Mahaprabhu would dance in ecstasy. He would jump very high. It is described when he landed, the whole planet started to move and tilt. Tilt, do you know the meaning of tilt? It just moves like this. It becomes dislocated, in other words. Mahaprabhu would cry in ecstasy so much that the tears would not sprinkle and not run out of his eyes, but they would squirt out of his eyes. And would you like to be touched by the tears of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? That would be something. Would you like to take a shower in the tears of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? That would be very good. So these devotees had this great opportunity. It is enough to say that there was a flood of prema bhakti which emanated from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It is, Rupa Goswami says that Gauranga Mahaprabhu collected the pearls of Baba, that is ecstatic love of Godhead, from the ocean of prema. He brought them out of the ocean, but when he sang, these pearls came out of his heart and were falling on the devotees. This is the ecstatic kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It is not an ordinary kirtan like we are accustomed. It is truly extraordinary. The Puri Vasis talked amongst themselves and they had to agree, we have never seen such kirtan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there's a reference to this. When Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Puri, hears that the bhaktas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu have arrived from Navadvip, he quickly goes with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on one of the roofs and sees the kirtan of these Gauranga bhaktas as they enter the roads of Puri and spread the flood of love of Godhead. And he says, I have never seen such kirtan. What is this kirtan? Now, you must observe this statement. Surely King Prataparudra has seen many kirtans before. He's the king of Puri, and it's not that only the Gauranga Bhaktas do kirtanas. All sampradayas have some form of glorification of the Lord, and they sing that. And there were many who visited Nila Chala Chandra Amar Prabhu Jagannath, you know, the Lord of the Blue Hill. There were many. But when the Puri king, Maharaj Prataparudra, saw the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he said, was ist das? In German, but he must have expressed it as differently. What kind of kirtan is this? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is a special kirtan. It's the prema kirtan. What this means is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not just brought kirtan, he made a garland of kirtan with prema. With prema. This is a special attribute. Prema, or love of Godhead, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he put that all around the world. The names, you could say, are like the flowers in Mahaprabhu's kirtan. But prema, or love, is like the thread which holds the individual holy names together. So Prataparudra had not seen this before, Maharaj Prataparudra. It was unique, it was a new introduction. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to circumambulate or maybe circumrun or circumdance the temple of Lord Jagannath. As the four kirtan groups sang, some of the groups were in front of him, two maybe, or the other two were in the back. Sometimes Mahaprabhu lost himself in the kirtan. That is, he became so ecstatic that he fell on the ground and rolled in the ground. But his body was covered with sweat. And as he was experiencing the wild attack of all these symptoms of love of Godhead, there was drooling. Drooling means the saliva came out of his mouth, and he was, as he rolled in the dust, becoming black and looked like Syam Sundar Krishna. When Prataparudra, the king, who always uses nice perfume and everything, a king's king, saw this, he was shocked and appalled. He thought, how dirty he looks with his saliva and his dust, which is mixed with the dust and the sweat. How dirty he looks. So that night he had a dream. He saw Lord Jagannath in the dream. It was like, it's described to be like a dream. It is really a smoothie and appearance, the form. And he ran forward, being totally attracted to Lord Jagannath. But Lord Jagannath waved his head and said, no, stay, don't embrace me. And then he turned into Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose golden body was dirty, but there was saliva all over. Divine Sri Saliva, Sri Phil. Yeah. And he said, and Lord Chaitanya looked at him and said, I'm too dirty for you. You have very nice perfume, King. Very nicely washed royal silks are on your body. This is not... you should not embrace me. You will dirty your cloth. Then he turned into Lord Jagannath and smiled. From that moment, Gauranga Mahaprabhu knows, say Gaura, say Jagannath. He who is Gaura is Jagannath. There were tears of jubilation in Lord Chaitanya, trembling, perspirations, and very deep sounds. Gong, gong, gong came from Lord Chaitanya's body. When he fell, Nityananda Rai, who was there, quickly rushed forward and was holding the Lord. Trying to calm down the Lord. Now, after circumdancing the temple for a little while, the Sankirtan parties all came to a halt before the eastern or lion gate of Jagannath, where there is the Singhadwara, it's called, and where there is the Patit Pavan Jagannath. I would love to speak a little bit about this gate, because it is very important for you to hear this gate, oh devotees who are born in Western bodies. Due to this birth, the Pandas will not allow us to enter the temple. We should not become angry, but we should, in humility, understand their reason. Puri has a long and sad history of foreigners coming into the town and desecrating the deity. Once he was even taken out of the temple, brought to Calcutta and burned by a very bad Muslim guy. I don't know if he is a Muslim or a Mongol.
He was Mongol. A Brahmin.
What?
He was a Brahmin,
Kalapa. Brahmin. But he had turned...
But he married with one Muslim girl. So they did not accept him. So he became angry. And he went and brought a Muslim soldier.
Oh. Oh. So angry, so angry. That means proud is pride is very bad. So, but one devotee, Vishnu Maharaj, please add a detail. And you know, I heard one devotee of Lord Jagannath had come all the way from Orissa to Calcutta, and he had entered unseen the fire and taken that, how do we call this inside? The Daru Brahman. The Daru Brahman. And he had taken that heart and soul of Lord Jagannath and stayed in the fire and was protected from the fire. Afterwards, when everyone had gone, he was emerging out of the ashes, came out of the ashes, and he brought that Daru Brahman, the heart and soul of Lord Jagannath, to Puri, to some hidden place, and later that was installed again in the next Jagannath. So there is this history where something unbecoming had happened, so they have this tradition to not accept foreigners into the temple. But because Lord Jagannath is very, very merciful, he resides in the form of Patita Pavan Jagannath in the Eastern Gate, in the Singhadwara. And we can go there as Westerners. We should not become angry. Very important. Not like Kalapaha. We should not become like Kalapaha. We should be Tridharapi Sunichena. And we can take our darshan there of Patita Pavan Jagannath, who has come there to grant his blessings to everyone. No? So that Eastern Gate, there Lord Gauranga stopped the kirtan. And he ordered out of his great associates four special personalities to dance. Now these four personalities were something else. One group was led by Lord Nityananda, the other by Advaita Acharya, the next by Srivas Thakur, and the fourth group was led by Brokeshwara Pandit. He was a dancer. He could dance for 3 days and nights non-stop. I think we have heard in previous Gaurakatha the glories of Brakeshwara Pandit. He would not tire. When we ordinary little insignificant people start to dance, Hare Krishna, come in, there is good place for you. Welcome Vaishnavs. Come. We have our place for our Matajis. You please come, sit comfortably. So, Brakeshwara Pandit used to dance in the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu appreciated his dancing so much that he said, if I would have another dancer like Brakeshwara Pandit, I could fly. Brakeshwara Pandit is like one wing to me, ein Flügel. To fly, one needs usually two, not one. So he said, if I have just one more wing, then I can fly. If I have one more like Brakeshwara Pandit. We humbly request all the Vaishnavas, when it is kirtan time, please dance. Please dance sufficiently. Give up your ego and your blocked German nature. And dance sufficiently for the pleasure of the Lord. Not for drawing attention to you, but for giving, for drawing the attention of the Lord by giving him pleasure. I do know from my own exalted spiritual master that when we were in kirtan, he would always encourage us to dance and give, because this is the religion of singing and dancing, not of being mental and moody and so on. So I remember our own spiritual master's head would go like this when he was there encouraging us to make a little distance to planet Earth. That means jumping. Yes. All of a sudden, before the eyes of everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a miracle. There were these four dancers, and the four groups were chanting and dancing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a miracle, which is so wonderful that I think I'm very unqualified to talk about it. But I will nevertheless try. Krishnadas Kaviraj gives one shloka from the 13th chapter of the 10th canto to describe actually the miracle. It was a miracle which Krishna used to do while he was in Vrindavan. Krishna, who is known as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, would always expand into as many forms as there were devotees to show them his love and his affection. That's the whole secret of the Brahma Vimohana Leela, where Krishna expanded even into the millions of cowherd boys to give pleasure to their mothers and fathers. So, but when Krishna would sit down for the forest picnic in the forest of Braj, he would perform this miracle. He would go to a shady place, this is a Nitya Leela, it always goes on. He goes to a shady place and sits down in the camphor white sand of the Jamuna. He sits down, and all the cowherd boys sit around him. First, eight boys sit around him in one circle. Then the next circle comes with 16 boys, the next circle with 32, and it goes unlimitedly. And they all, now listen to this, because it's difficult to explain, and I know it will be very difficult for you to understand, but each one of these millions of coward boys, try to please understand, it's very difficult, but was looking personally in Krishna's face. How is it possible? Usually when there is an event and we try to see, try to go out of my vision, please, I need to see, I came here, I paid a lot of festival fee, and now I can't see. They were all seeing Krishna, and now try to understand, please. They all were relating personally with Krishna by giving them some of their food, by accepting some of the food. Sometimes Krishna would take some food out of their mouth, out of love and laughing. They would get up and wash their hands, or not wash their hands in the Yamuna. It was these coward boys who were decorations on the planet Earth. They are all experiencing an individual, personal relationship to Krishna. What happened at Puri can only be compared with this miracle. All the dancers saw Krishna one on one, Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one on one, and had the feeling Mahaprabhu is only dancing with me. With me. He cares for me. He loves me. This was what was happening. Krishna's Kaviraj goes, Swami says, every one of the cowherd boys would perceive that Krishna was looking at him only. In the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed the dancing, and then everyone saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was facing them only. So this great Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this dancing in great love of Godhead, put all the people of Jagannath Puri in an ocean, ecstatic ocean of love of God. I would like to end with Mahaprabhu. He steps now out of the Leela, and I will read to you something from Chaitanya Bhagavat which may be relevant for your own spiritual life. Every year during the 4 months of the rainy season, the devotees from Godadesh used to go to Jagannath Puri. Afterwards they would return to Godadesh in Bengal. Now when they started to say goodbye, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk some of the distance out of the town with them, and then bid them farewell. And his parting words to his devotees are also words which I would like to repeat here for you, for your inspiration. Apanagalaya mala sabakade diya agakade prabhu sabe Krishna Gaogiya. Giving each devotee a flower garland from his own neck, Mahaprabhu would glorify them. Mahaprabhu would talk to each one of his devotees. You can understand, they had a heavy heart. They were leaving him now, going back. Mahaprabhu spent some time talking with everyone and being so personal that he gave everyone the flower garlands. No one can know from where these flower garlands came, but they were there. Then he said to them, Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Gaon Krishna Nama Krishna Bino Keha Kichu Nava Bihana. You all go now. Say the name of Krishna. Chant the name of Krishna. Do Krishna bhajan. Don't think of anything else but Krishna. Yadi ama pratisneha take sabakara tobe Krishna vyatirikta nagaibara. If you really love me, then you should love my words. Jagadananda Pandit says, many say Gora, Groga, Ami Gora, my Gora, but they don't follow his words. So Mahaprabhu here says, if you really love me, then you should love my words. Don't think of anything but Krishna. Don't utter any name but Krishna. Kishayane ki bojane ki bajagarane ahanisha chinta Krishna balaha badane. Day and night, 24 hours, in all conditions, both in sleeping and waking, even while taking your food, simply utter the name of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur comments in another place where the same instruction of Mahaprabhu is given. He says, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava society, Ranga Mahaprabhu has not given the instruction to stop chanting. That instruction is not there. There's no instruction that you should stop. You look at me, already 16 rounds is not possible, Maharaji. 8 rounds, not possible every day. 4 rounds, not possible. So much to do, Maharaji. Mind is not good mind. Mind is bad mind. Now, day and night we have to chant. Not possible. It is possible. It is possible. Therapy for our diseased condition is long kirtan. Harinam Chinnam, he says, we should sit for a long time in the kirtan. Let the holy name work on your lazy hearts. Let it cure what is not good. Let us move away that offensive mentality against Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Then the name will always go on. It will move on its own, day and night. It will be there. This is the instruction of Gauranga Mahaprabhu for his devotees. And in the kirtans in Puri, where he did give the great mercy to the devotees, was experienced by the devotees. Aranisha, day and night, the devotees, after the kirtan, before the kirtan, they were simply in namavesh, absorbed in the name. Good. So we have ended here our feeble attempts to glorify. When we heard that His Holiness Paramahansa Maharaj had asked through one of his secretary if we could just see each other, then I was just so absorbed. I was so in my writing, and that I was not seeing an opportunity, because he's here one day. But then I quickly, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, could see this evening is a good opportunity. And Maharaji has come with and invited many of you good-hearted Vaishnavas to bless our chandeliers. I don't want to say it like this. This place. We will request now Param Advaiti Maharaj to address us briefly. We want to meet afterwards and discuss personal things, but we wish to first of all thank you, and all so many exalted Vaishnavas. Vishnu Maharaj has come, and our Bhakti Rakshat Rakshak Swami Maharaj, Do I say it correctly? Has come. And so many jewels in Mahaprabhu's movement have come from close and far. So please kindly address us, Maharaj, with your words.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavati Paskatya Nisatavini. When I first met Sachinandan Swami, I think it was somewhere in Düsseldorf, Cologne. He was on a party traveling throughout Germany of preaching. And I could see he was very much eager to translate the Bhagavad Gita at that time to German and maybe some other books, but he was into translation. And at that time, about some 30-something years ago, I could see that even that time his intensity was of that same character, which you can hear and see when you hear him talk. A very intense servant of Mahaprabhu. No wishy-washy, it has to be the real thing. So I'm not surprised that he still talks like this. But it struck me even then, when he was just a very young devotee in those days. Anyhow, I just wanted to share that with you. For me, coming here tonight, it's actually we are old brothers and friends, but there's something more important, that with me is a very advanced member of the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, Bhakti Vichar Vishnu Maharaj, and he is the vice president of the World Vaishnava Association, and he's also his guru, Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, who was very, very dear to Prabhupada, and vice versa. He requested him, like he did, to continue the legacy of spiritual teachings as a Vaishnava Acharya. So it's very special thing. Anyhow, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when I hear about Lord Chaitanya, and especially when I hear Bhakti Ratnakar or Narottam Vilas, these books which describe the feelings, the emotions of the devotees in and around the Leela of Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva and the first expansion of the Panchatattva, then secondary expansion of his Leela with all the great devotees, the six Goswamis and the Narottam, Srinivas and Shamananda Prabhu, expansions of his mercy, and in the end heads of the different branches of Mahaprabhu's plan to transmit Krishna's mercy to every nook and corner of the world. How does he do that? How does it actually take place? It's miraculously. I mean, there's this expanding miracle which Krishna and also Lord Chaitanya sometimes plays, you know, that he can be present in many places at the same time. Does just like in the Archa Vigraha, I mean, he has us all engaged in his service in so many places. We were just talking with Vishnu Maharaj about it, that nowadays the markets are flooded with deities and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and some other plan is going on, that Krishna wants to go everywhere and wants to be attended. There was one little story which at one point Srila Prabhupada suggested, but it was never put into practice. But he said we should distribute Gonitai deities around the world, just like we go on Sankirtan, distribute books or any other type of item. So we can give people the deity so we'll take them home and eventually they'll understand that they'll have to worship them, that they're supposed to be worshipped, those beautiful Gauranga Nityananda. When that story was told to Srila Bhaktivinoda Kshira Maharaj, another very dear godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, he was stunned. He was stunned. He was like, he didn't know what to say. And after a while of stunnedness, he said, only Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada could come up with such an idea. So the eagerness of spreading Krishna consciousness, the eagerness, the intensity, as we see in the scripture, if we can perceive it or when we hear lecture, this intensity it can be an alive intensity. And to a certain degree, it has to be an alive intensity. Because Lauliam, the eagerness of being with Krishna, serving Krishna, representing Krishna, having something to do with Krishna in the form of his name, his devotees, his puja. This is what keeps us alive. Because in the world, you're eager for something. Either you're eager for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, or you're eager for getting into contact with the divine reality. And this has been made so easy by the chanting of the holy name. I mean, it's not like sitting down in a cave and just doing all kinds of tantric rituals there somewhere in the Himalayas, you know, like some people, they actually think that's the greatest thing you can do, but hardly anybody does it, you know. And even if they do it, will that really do the transformation? So Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalum, Kalana, Stevana, 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 Tiranyata. That's such a precious clarity there. Just purify yourself, purify your heart, purify your mind, purify your thoughts, purify your attitudes, purify your approach towards divinity, and purify your faith. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, so nicely explained how all the things you can do in different degrees. You can do it in the mode of passion, in the mode of ignorance, or in the mode of goodness. Even the devotional items of our life, we can do in so many ways. But really, the hope to chant purely and to imbibe the spirit of Mahaprabhu, so that we may actually become an instrument of his love. Well, this is the blessing of the holy name. It's the path, it's the medicine, it's the joy, it's the performance, it's everything in one, you know, all in one. Great, simply made, you know, Kevala Ananda Kanda. And yes. I mean, here you go, you want to chant. I mean, when your path and your goal became one, then you have a kind of a facility, a great promotion is going on. So what's the goal? Chanting. What's the way? Chanting. What's the joy? Chanting. Chant, chant, chant. Can't, can't. Prabhupada made that joke, no? So, but it's really our process, no? And chanting can be done in different ways, but it all ends up in the mercy of the holy name. And the holy name, as Lord Chaitanya says, has many millions of different names, like Krishna, Govinda, and others, and there is no hard and fast rules how to chant those names, but it's like, wow, the chanting of the holy names. This is something, it's a universal principle. And in that universal principle, we can be non-sectarianly united even in the world. Because, you know, the faith is a whole story, a whole world. And in that faith, people can approach the Lord. Such incredible statements Srila Prabhupada made in this regard is like, for example, we don't want you to convert to our religion. We just want you to love God, to get to love God. And the process to love God is to sing His name, to sing His glories. And we can all do this. We can appreciate our approach towards this. And personally, I see the wondrous pastimes of Lord Chaitanya being quite alive, because as you go around the world and see the different plants of Lord Chaitanya manifesting, I can only be stunned with surprise that the divine plants, rather than drying out, are appearing in new enhanced features. Many. Not some of them you may appreciate 100%, some of them you may not. That depends on your vision and adhikar. For example, the Kirtan movement. The Kirtan movement, 30 years back, nobody knew what a Kirtan was except in a Hare Krishna temple, you know. There you knew what was a Kirtan. Of course, in India, people know what Kirtan is, but otherwise in the world, not. And now it became so much that yoga without Kirtan is really not the real thing. You have to sing Kirtan. And of course, that makes people very curious. What is this Kirtan all about? I mean, how can you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and not wonder about who is Krishna? The other day, there was a kind of a hippie, great singer, great musician in Brazil, and he joined our Sunday, and I knew he was a famous singer, and so I said, you want to sing for Krishna today? So I invited him, and then he took his guitar and he said it, Bhaja Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadhi Radhaka Vrinda. So when he sang like this, I was dumbstruck. I said, where did he get that one from? In this heartfelt way of how he chanted. And of course he got it because he had been associating with devotees previously, you know. But just the fact, you know, it goes much deeper than we expect, you know. People just, they feel it. There's a feeling for the holy name and the experience of an ecstatic kirtan and seeing. And all this is like divine plans manifesting. And so the kirtan movement has practically create an explosion in the presence of the holy name. Now, they may not always be that of the top quality as we wish, but even that is being diminished to a certain degree, because now yoga schools are inviting devotees all over the world to go and sing there. So they bring the adhikar of their guru tattva along with, and they introduce it in those environments. And Shamdas and great souls who have been putting a lot of their heart into this. No? So this is just one more of the features. And they just go on and on and on, the features. That what is really the most important, what is really the essence of Lord Chaitanya, what is his mission. To me, it is that he is the avatar of this age, the Yuga avatar. And he's full-fledgedly supervising, planning, and commandeering this mission in a way of a little bit imperceptible, but from behind the scene he's still directing everything. And one of the top directions came when he manifested our Gurudev Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to came into the West, which like blew everybody's mind and keeps blowing. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Leela of the Jagannath Puri, all these ecstasies, can imagine, they're still going on to different degrees. They are potentialized they're expanded, at least numerically and geographically, they're potentialized. And as the holy name potentializes around the world, also there's a potential effect taking place. And that effect, well, we can only hope to be servant to the effect, servant to the sweet will of the Lord, because nevertheless, of all the difficulties our world is experiencing, there is definitely a good moment. Looks to me like a good moment. I mean, every day and every moment is a good moment for Lord Chaitanya. But, I mean, if we look upon the world, how people are more and more reflecting towards modern lifestyle as a big failure. They have not yet come to the full understanding of Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, but they're going into that direction because there's not much left. Not all the different plans and attempts which humanity has made, they are a kind of grinding to a halt. And new things have to come. And the new things are already there. They just have to be understood. They have to be brought into focus. Just like, just for the sake of example, the new encyclica of the Pope, which just came out 3 days ago, is The Light of Faith. This is the first time that Catholic Church admits that there's something much higher than the dogma of the Church, and it's the light of faith. And the way they are bringing this into attention is that there is the freedom, the spiritual freedom. Now this is a whole new chapter which will be unfolding, and Shraddha Devi, Srimad Radharani, she will surely play another few of her sweet acts upon us, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha Devi also. He's the one who sows the seeds of love and trust. And Ashradadana means purity and sincerity. So you chant with purity and sincerity, then this will manifest. Now, with permission of Sachinanda Swami and all of you, I really want to pass on the words to our Vishnu Maharaj, because you will not get him so easy to hear again, and what he has to say will be very important to us.
Yes, it's very good.
Huh?
Yes,
I thought why cut short.
But yes, please.
Namasestam manumapi sati putra matra shurupam rupam tasya vrajam rupuri madhuri pushpavatim radha kundam girivaram obo radhika madhavasha prakti purushya priyam kuti पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपं स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसत्त्वं वेदान् धरति जगन्निवहति भुवनं बिभ्रति दयितान् धारयति बलिं छलयति क्षत्रिं क्षयकुर्वति पौर्वस्तं जयति हलं कलयति कारुण्यं मार्तन्मति म्लेच्छान् मूर्च्छयति दशाकृति कृते कृष्णाय तुभ्यं नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस टू माय दीक्षा गुरु नित्यलाल पृष्ठ भक्ति व्यापुरी गोस्वामी महाराज एंड शिक्षा गुरु नित्यलाल पृष्ठ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद एंड ऑल आवर गुरु वर्गस ऑल आचार्यस By their mercy, I will be able to speak some words and follow the order of Vaishnavas. Same time, I offer my respectful obeisance to Pujapad, Bhakti Aloparamadita Maharaj, and Pujapad, Satchinandana Swami Maharaj, and our Bhakti Rupa Swami Maharaj, and all Vaishnavas, and guests. I am fortunate to be with you all, and more fortunate to hear Satchinandana's Leela from Satchinandana Maharaj. Satchinandana's Leela, this was what we hear. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya bhaktinnah kalu shama paritum unnato ujjala sang shabhakti sriyam harihi purat sundara dyuti kadamba sandipito sada hrudaya skandari spuratu vara Satchinandana. I have no time to describe all these Sanskrit verses, but Maharaj is describing all this Rupa Goswami's verse to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in this Kali Yuga, how he became Satchinandana. Same Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikruti Lhadini Sakti Rashmat Dekatmana Bhapi Bhupipura Deha Bhedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakata Madhunam Tadavayam Chaityam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyutika Valitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. Same Radha Krishna mood both this Alladini and Vishaya and Asraya, both the nature and anger, they became together to distribute their prem, what is everyone, every soul they want, and they distribute to everyone, also Krishna himself. How it is my pleasure, my transcendental pleasure, I cannot enjoy this. So my internal pleasure, potency, rather than she is enjoying. So how I can enjoy with her mood? So again became together and appear like Satchinandana. So these are many leela, philosophy and story there. To hearing leela is different than philosophy. Philosophy is very high to intellectual persons. This is inconceivable, not by our human consciousness to realize perfectly this, because it is inconceivable. Achintoyam, abhyaktoyam, abhikaryoyam uchyate. So it is beyond of our human conscious. But when he merciful to come to give us with leela, like a human with the senses, with a body, with all same like behavior, and he distributes automatic this soul and mind attracted to him. This is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. He distributed his leela in Bhagavatam. Before he has written Vyasadeva, four Vedas he divides, then 18 Puranas, then Vedanta, then Mahabharata, 100,000 verses. He has done everything, but could not became happy and he could not get peace. Always intelligence say something I lost. But that he could not understand. Maybe I did not explain proper way the Supreme Lord. Only I gave moral instruction, this science, astrology, all science he has written in a Ved. But after he could not understand, then the Bhakti Avatar, Narada, he appeared there by Krishna's will, Then he told you did not bring everything who has created. This is Leela. This is Srishti Leela. We are also in this Leela. This is Srishti Leela. Janama Dasya Jataha. First in Bhagavatam 2. Janama Adi Asya. Janama Srishti Sthiti. This is one Leela. We are in his Leela. Now also we are in his Leela. This is Krishna's Leela. Just we have to understand him. We are also one part of Leela means his theatre. Is it drama? This is drama, is theatre is only for what? Purpose? Only for enjoying. We go to theatre, drama and opera. What we see? Everything is for enjoying. But everything what we go to see, everything is not enjoying there. They are killing, they are beating, they are diplomacy, they are crying, audience also cry, tears also coming. And after finish this Leela, oh, very nice. Everybody, we are crying. Everybody, audience crying. Oh, tomorrow you will come. Tomorrow you come for cry. But cry, you are crying, practically crying, but you are feeling happiness, no? Therefore, that, oh, very good hero, good heroine. So this is to understand the Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Krishna's Leela. Vyasa Deva composed to take all essence from all Veda. Sarva Veda Itihasanam Sara Sara Samudrutam Sri Mahabhagavata Raktanam Nanyat Trukti Kaschana. He made all essence, took essence and made a liquid rasa. Nigama kalapataruho galitam phalam shukam khadam gruttadrava sanyutam pivata bhagavata rasam. Just you drink alayam bhuvi bhavka. This is the spiritual tonic and rasas. If someone get one drop, like you see, they give up everything and aging. Gaur Premananda Hari, all this is the rasas what someone wants to test. No any material test, even in heavenly planet, in Brahmaloka also, in Mukta Nama Pisiddhanang, in liver, liberated souls also, they attract to enjoying this Leela rasa. Sukadeva Goswami himself, he rejected from what he stayed in mother's womb 12 years. Vyasadeva's wife, Vyasadeva wanted to take out from his womb. He applied many medicine, many mantras, many tantras. He did not come and Vyasadeva meditated. He saw he is sitting with the asana and meditating this. He told, why are you not coming? Your mother is suffering 12 years past. He told, I don't want to go there, I am comfortable here. If I go there, Maya will catch me. So better I will stay here. I have nothing to do, anything, everything is supply coming from mother. I am 100% meditated there. Then told, no, you cannot stay, you have to come. Then he told, no, I will not. If I go, the Maya will catch me, I will forget myself. I will forget my soul and super soul. And this Maya is miracle attract to my senses, mind. No, Maya will not attract you. I will give you guarantee. Sukadeva told, no, I don't believe you. Why you don't believe me? Why you are saying I am your son? This is the Maya. Oh, then what you? Who is creator? If he come, he tell me, then I will come. Then Vyasadeva called to Krishna. Krishna came, he told, Maya never attacks you, and you never see any Maya attraction there. Come out. Immediately come out, throw out everything and run away. Became free, is nothing done, it also to clean, like bath, some ritual, something to do, not to clean, everything, could not do anything. He threw, then go away, Ganga. Vyasadeva is running, his following to him, calling, ha putre titana mayataya tarabo vinedu. My son, because in Bhagavata he has written, no one was qualified to study this.
Jaimini, Paulaha, Paulastha, Vaishampayana, all this study, other Vedas, other science, everything, but Bhagavata is completely beyond this material and spiritual. Then he, some told, it, your son will preach this. And when Parikita Maharaja question came, one person going to die, what he have to do? What is the solution? Any solution for him? Among all sages, Devarshi, Brahmarshi, Radharshi, all they came there, they are sitting. But now no one able to speak perfectly to what to do. And Sukadeva Goswami, Jadrushaya Upanna, by Krishna's mercy he appeared there. Then all they stand up, all Brahmarshi, Devarshi, they know his qualities. Then he took them, his father Vyasadeva also there, his grandfather Parasara also there, his grandfather Vasishtha also there, Bharadvaja, Paulo, Kaustava, Bhrigu, Angira, Vasishtha, then everyone there, Gautama, everyone there. Then he started this, narrating this. Sukha mukhad amruta darvashanjutam. This ripened fruit of the Vedic literature, the fruit, and fruit was covered by the skin, and Sukadeva put in his beak, and only rasas came. Disa lila, only drink. Only drink, then automatic this taste of material taste. Rasho varjyam rasho pyascha param dushkani vartate Bhagavata Gita Sankhya Yoga told to control senses, put asan, don't allow to leg to move, and don't move your body, don't move your senses, take control of this breathing, pranayama, open kundalini, krodha, chakra, this and that is very big problem. No one nowadays, they are only speaking about yoga, they are no one speak, they practice this yoga, internal yoga process only, they are practicing some asana, some poses, postures. That is very difficult. But this lila, bhava rasa, bhava kaha rasi kaha piva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila and Krishna's lila, all lila, we are also in a lila. This is also lila. Who gave this body to us? We say our personality. I am this, I am that. This is Krishna's lila. He gave you act like this. You like a sannyasi, you like a businessman, you like this, that. He is giving this ego. And we are showing our art. We are showing our art in this society. And Kala is the main director. When your scenery finished, then go another take a bird. This is Leela is going on. And every they say, oh, many people suffering this, that, nothing is suffering is there. It is only Leela, it is natak, it is theatre, everything for pleasure only. But Krishna created for pleasure. Sarvanandamayam mukunda daitam lila anukulam. Why he created this? He for lila, for enjoying everything. So in drama, theater, they are crying, they are beating, they are others also crying, but everything for enjoying happiness. So Kunti Devi told in Bhagavata, please give me suffering. This lila is more better than this enjoying this. So without pathetic, without separation mood, without this intense, this feeling of this heart, of soul and super soul, there is no attraction there, which is our Gaudiya philosophy, Mathura Mathura Bira, separation mood of Radha Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he enjoyed 12 years this separation mood of Radharani. And this Rathajatra time Kirtan, he also chanting, Saita Purana Natha Payinu, Jaralagi Madana Mohani Churigin. Radharani, when he saw in Kurukshetra to Krishna, all gopis, this O, he is our Prananatha, he is the our husband of our Prananatha. We got this now after many years. Skill, but they don't like to him, he is a king with his four arms and chariot, soldiers, many, all these opponents there. They don't like it. Better you come to Vrindavan with your peacock feather and with flute, and we freely we can have this leela there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bringing Jagannath from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, his mood is like this. No one can understand this. So one verse was she chanting Kaumara, Jaha Kaumara Haraha. So when Sarupa Damodar, only one who was understanding this meaning, when Rupa Goswami came, he has given this mood, bhav, which mood Mahaprabhu was doing kirtana and chanting this. So when today Maharaj explained this, Raghunath Das Goswami has written this leela. Rasolasi tirjagavati bhirabhito bari bhiralam. This is when he become very ecstatic, Krishna, we got after many years, and he came to us, so he became ecstatic and started to dancing like this. Then Drusha Sinchan Lukan Arun Jalajantra, Maharaj explained this. Jalajantra means like a spray machine, no? Like fire, putting this, like eyes are coming and distributing everyone, he did it. Pray. And he did Drishtva Dantam. His teeth are shaking, coming out like this. And body sometimes yellow, black, and all this Vaivarna, all it was showing this. So already Pratapudra Maharaj and Saravada, all they enjoying, and all audience, they all enjoying this. So this Mahabhava symptoms we cannot find except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha, no other person, second person. Rudha Bhava, this is Adhirudha Bhava. Mahabhava, Rudha, Adhirudha Bhava. This is explained in Rupa Goswami's Jwalamani and the Nectar of Devotion. The symptoms, such symptoms, never we can see others except Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this bhava, it is coming, many symptoms, many verses, Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Ashtaka, he has written all this, and Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraja Goswami, all detail he has written in Bengali language. So these are the actually our food, our juice to drink. Material is body, the skin, bone, flesh, and all these material elements, all these are only a dress. And the soul, who is active, and mind, intelligence, and ego, they are giving to how to act. If we understand this science of our position, the part of Krishna's Leela, then our heart always singing, always sound is coming, vibrating heart and pulse riding. So Nama is always coming there, just we connect to Krishna. Then day and night already Mahaprabhu, ki bhojane, ki sayane, ki ba jagarane, aharnisa, chinta, krishna, balaha, badane, all this always come. And day and night every time we can chant and enjoy this sankirtan, always is there. So I am fortunate, Maharaj's mouth hearing the leela, this is importance. From whom we can hear. That is important. Otherwise it becomes poisonous. In Vedic literature is written, all shastras are nectar, but sarpochishta payo avaishnava mukho udgirnam, who are not surrendered, not to practice and surrender to Krishna, have no hold, realize it. Don't hear from them, because they will manipulate, and they, according his, their bhava, they mix with poisonous, not complete surrender. Therefore, one devotee who surrendered, follow to Guru's order, follow to Guru's initiation, mentally, physically, orally practicing, physically practicing and orally practicing, who full surrender them, when by their heart, when the sound comes, satang prasangan mama virjo sambido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha tajushanadashu apavarga vartumani sradharati bhakti anukramishyati, and we drink from their mouth this knowledge and lila rasa of the Krishna's lila, Mahaprabhu's lila rasa, then this enter to our heart and clean our all this material desires and pain and many many births, what is their desires, he can burn to this like a bomb and finish this and clean this, then come out to Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti, our determination, our enthusiasm, our tolerance, our patience, what may be happening in the material world, anything happen, and never disturb. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is only we can get from the mouth of a sadhu. This is Krishna gave this recommendation. Adhika, if we hear from them, automatically this suffering of all kinds of negative emotions, lust, anger, and greediness, and envious, and proud, all these are who we are, demon. They are dominating us and control us and engage us like a slave. We cannot be able to control, then we can be powerful. Control Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti, Anukramishati, and gradually it will increase and just dance in Sankirtan. Rasila Krishna became qualified to do this. So I am happy to association with the devotee is most important in this planet. How much maybe our practice, parts of practice there in yoga, jnana, karma and bhakti also. But Krishna never gave it bhakti. Just I speak to finish this. Krishna never gave you bhakti. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangena parijayati. If somebody directs worship to Krishna, meditate or austerity or do anything, Krishna come and give you, take. One planet you take. You become king, you emperor, you become everything, you take. Prahlada Maharaj rejected him. He told you take. He gave Hiranyasa post, was the ruler. He gave it to you, you have there. Dhruva Maharaj. Also he got, and he before was practicing for getting some place. So after when Lord appeared to him, he gave, according to his desire, he gave one planet and everything. Then when Dhruva Maharaj told, no, I don't want anything. Sthana virasi tapasthi titoham tang praptavana deva gunindra mayi guhyam. I was practicing austerity to get a higher place, but I got kachang vichinanopi prapya divya ratnam. I was searching a glass of a piece of glass, why I got one gem. So I don't want anything. But that time he saw he already Krishna has disappeared. So he was crying there. So Krishna never gave him bhakti. Bhakti is to Bhagavata Bhakta Sangena Parijayati. Who are devotee, they only give this. This is property of service, is servants, main is Radharana. And our Guru Bharga, Guru Parampara, and our Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas have this property, and Vaishnavas, from Vaishnavas only we can get Vaishnavanam Dhanam. It is the property of Vaishnavas. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite par, tumar shakti ache, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is written. They have only, if someone do, by orally, by mentally, by physically, any kind of little criticize or little offense, this Leela Rasa and everything will never they get this prayer. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving prem Navadvipa to everyone, and he started to his preaching and he gave everyone prem. So all they who come, the Mahaprabhu gave embrace them, they forget everything, they started to cry, dancing and rolling, everything was. When mother came, Sachimata, she want to take this, then Mahaprabhu told, no, don't allow to not here. Why mother cannot be get this? Then he told, he after all, devotees, senior devotees, all his associates are there. They told, no, you cannot stop her. He told, no, what is problem? She has offense. What is offense? To Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya also is there. Then Advaita Acharya told, no, no, nothing happens. Just what is offense? Nobody knows this, but Mahaprabhu knows this. Then he disclosed, he told, when his elder brother Vishwarupa took sannyas, his mother Sachimata, just he told because he was going to study Bhagavata from Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya taught to him to be a sannyas. So he took sannyas. By motherly affection, she told just, not front, in back, many years before. But Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of to distribute to everyone Patita Pavan to Prem, he knows and he did not able to give. And what is remedy? To ask to take his feet dust. And after Advaita Acharya must be executed to him. Then only he can get. Like Durvasa to Ambarish. And Advaita Acharya can, no, I cannot do this. Why you are putting me in this situation? Then they started a Sankirtan. Advaita Acharya became conscious. And Mahasachmata too. Immediately when he took his feet up, immediately she started to rolling and crying and ecstatic, this calm. Only this is most dangerous in this world to get Vaishnavas. Others are not so dangerous, not so powerful. Even we do offense to Harinam or to Mahaprabhu, also we chanting by Harinam we can free from that. But Vaishnava also, because Vaishnava bhakti is coming from them, not coming from Krishna. So Krishna Nam have no capacity, no power to remove this. Only from them. So therefore, all Vaishnavas, we can get all to their feet dust, and they never see anything. Rupa Goswami already told in Nectar of Instruction, he told Ganga Amrasa, Nakhal Gudu Gudu Phena Pankihi. Ganga Amrasa, in the Ganga water, the spiritual vibration is there. In the rain season, sometimes it is contaminated by mud and many contamination comes. But don't see this. This spiritual vibration, Krishna Bhakti is there. So you take this. If you lose by see their external something, then you cannot get Krishna Bhakti. Don't see by prakrutatva dushti, by any place, any caste, any age or any anything externally and materially, don't see this. Then this is the process to enter this, to enjoy the Leela Rasa and the ecstasy. The Rasa is. So I am fortunate and I offer my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and the devotees, especially Maharaj. Allow me to sanctify myself, to my consciousness, to clean by chanting this is katha, this is Leela katha, and there are innumerable, you are fortunate by hearing Mahaprabhu's Leela from Satchinandana's Leela from Satchinandana Swami. Gaur Privanandi
Hari Bol
Pancha Galapata
Hari Dhan Pravanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
Thank you very much, Paramahansa Maharaj and Vishnu Maharaj and all the devotees who came.